Now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case history. Gangbusters!
Tonight, the case of the Dakota Batman, who shed handcuffs as a snake shed skin, but who learned that two sudden shots at a federal agent would be repaid in kind.
And now to gangbusters and facts that show the operation of our law enforcement officials in their war against the underworld. Gangbusters has asked the Honorable Victor S. Anderson, United States Attorney in Minnesota, to narrate by proxy tonight's case.
The inside facts in the case of the Dakota Band.
Mr. Anderson, I know the criminal you're going to tell us about tonight was for a long time at the top of the list of fugitives wanted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
That's right, Dime Gardner. This man, John Frederick Benson, didn't know when he'd had enough, but he was to learn that agents of the FBI are also noted for their perseverance.
Well, where would you like to begin, Mr. Anderson?
I think the best place down would be on the outskirts of Houston, Texas. At 3 o'clock on a mild February morning, exactly 2 years ago this week, the all-night clerk at the Palace Grove Modern Tourist Camp was fast asleep in his chair as a lone figure crept by him. The intruder walked cautiously across a dimly lit court, past cabins number one, number two, and number three. He stopped at number four. He looked around and quietly tried the door.
Me.
What happened? How did you get out?
They were taking me to the federal building for questioning this afternoon. I broke away. They couldn't shoot any kind of the people.
Oh, you shouldn't have tried it. They might have killed you.
Oh, it'd be better than rotting the rest of my life in jail.
This afternoon?
Yeah, I was lucky. I made for the freight yards. I've been laying out in a freight car for 12 hours. You sure they don't know you're here?
I'm pretty sure.
Just say they would have been around.
You must be starved, Jack. I'll get up.
Don't turn on any lights.
Oh, okay.
I got a job for you.
What?
These.
Oh, Jack.
I don't see yet how I made it. Not with these handcuffs on. I was lucky they let me wear a top coat over my shoulders. I used it to cover them.
But how do you get them off?
It's no problem with a hacksaw. First thing in the morning, walked to a hardware store and get a hacksaw. Wish I didn't have to wait that long. My wrists are practically cut to ribbons.
Maybe I could use a hairpin or something. Maybe I can get them off.
I'm too tired right now to try. I need some sleep. Get that hacksaw in the morning and we'll go to work on the cuffs.
Attention, Texas and Southwestern authorities. Escaped federal prisoner, John Frederick Benson, described in first bulletin. This man, who may still be wearing handcuffs, escaped custody of United States Marshal at Houston, Texas. Caution! Caution! Benson may now be armed and is known to be extremely dangerous.
All right, kitty baby, come on, a little more.
All right, Jack, I'm trying.
A little more, it's almost full.
There. That's that.
Thanks, kid. Didn't think I'd make it.
I don't see yet how you did.
Just luck, that's all.
I guess you're the luckiest guy in the world.
It took some figuring, too. Ooh, my wrists. Well, I gotta do a lot more figuring, baby. We're still too close for comfort. Tourist cabins are okay, but when they're looking, that's the first place on the list. We gotta get out of here.
I suppose we do.
Yeah, gotta get out and fast. They want me now worse than ever.
Jack.
Yeah.
What happens now? Where do we go?
Gotta get a heater. Gotta find some place to lay out for a while. That takes dough, dough. Everything takes dough. You got any left, Kitty?
A little.
How much?
$300 or $400.
Good, good. That'll help some. Where you got it?
In my suitcase.
Good girl.
Jack, take the money and leave me here.
You kidding, baby?
No, take it.
What's the matter? You want to stay here?
I can't go through that all over again, Jack. I can't see them get you again. I can't.
What do you have to go through? I'm the one they're after. You talk like I don't mean anything to you.
If you didn't mean anything to me, would you be here now? Would you have those cuffs off?
Yeah, I'm sorry, kid. Guess I wouldn't.
Am I crazy, Jack? Why do I see only good in you? Everybody else sees bad. If they're right, I'm crazy.
I guess you only see what you want to see. Let them think I'm bad. Will you care?
Do you want me with you, Jack?
I gotta have you along, baby. You're my insurance. They take one look at the two of us together and nobody's suspicious. We can go any place and do anything. We're just an ordinary couple of people.
That's not much of a reason for me.
Look, kid, you know you count first all the time, but I think for the next couple of weeks I can't do much traveling. I gotta light someplace and stay there.
Where?
Well, how about Kansas? Your sister's place.
No, Jack. I don't want to get her mixed up in it.
Who does want her mixed up in it? It's a big farm and far away from everything. You said she needs help since her husband died.
You won't like a farm. You'll get restless.
What do you think I was raised on? You wrote Nora you were married. Writer, you're bringing your husband for a visit.
All right. That's what you want.
Well, we can stay there until I get my bearings. Yeah, maybe it'd be a good idea to cool off on a farm.
Stuff hay. Who needs it?
Jack?
Yeah?
I brought you back some cigarettes from town.
Thanks. Wish you might have let me know you were going. I've been having a wonderful time here pitching hay.
Well, you were still sleeping, and I didn't want to wake you. You got in so late.
All right, kitty, so I got in late.
Besides, with Nora and the kids there, wouldn't have been room in the car.
Nora and the kids are making me sick. I had all of this farming I can take.
3 weeks isn't so long, and they're still looking for you. They're looking for you hard.
Yeah, let them look. Any jail would be better than breaking your back in this kind of work.
Where'd you go last night?
What do you care?
Well, you didn't get in till so late.
Okay, I didn't get in till late. I went to mail a letter.
Oh, I see.
It's to Harry Porter in Omaha. Want him to line up somebody for me. Good gunman.
Then we're leaving here?
Haven't you had enough?
I guess you have. There's big news in town, Jack.
Yeah?
The state bank at Cackley was broken into last night.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
You promised, Jack. You promised you'd lay low and stay out of things.
I don't go in for safe crackings. I'm a gunman.
How did you know the safe was cracked? I didn't say it.
Oh, don't all banks have safes? Hey, what are you trying to make me walk into?
You were out late and there's no place to go.
I never broke in any place before. That's not my line.
The talk is it was an amateur job.
Forget it. I had nothing to do with a thing. Now, let me get finished up here.
Yeah, Jack. That'd be a good idea. Oh, Nora wants to fix up early. She's taking the kids over to the McLaughlin's later.
Yeah, the kids. They give me a pain in the neck. Come on, let me get some hay pitched.
Hello, Sheriff.
Oh, Ames. Anything new?
Sheriff, this is Special Agent Dyer, also of the FBI. He was sent down from the Kansas City field office to help out in the investigation, Sheriff Blaney.
How are you, Sheriff?
Glad to have you, Dyer. We need all the help we can get.
Have you been able to turn up anything, Sheriff?
Well, like you suggested, it could have been somebody local. I had my deputies checking up with the people around here.
Anybody suspicious?
You know how it is. We know most everybody in the county. Known them for years. There's a few people we might check into, though.
Oh?
For instance, out at Lem's garage on the Topeka Road. Lem took on a new mechanic, a stranger, a week or 10 days ago. Might talk to him.
We could.
And then there's that new couple out at the Widow Emmett's, Jack Rogers and his wife. She's Nora Emmett's sister. Been there about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen much of him, but she's been around with Nora and the kids.
Was there anything suspicious about this Jack Rogers?
Well, no, can't say there is. Got a car and seems to have money. The Emmetts are good people.
We'll have a look at them, too.
And there's 3 or 4 others. I've got them listed here.
All right, Sheriff. We'll check on everybody beginning tomorrow, just to play safe.
Kitty! Kitty!
In here, Jack. In the kitchen.
Come on out, Clyde. Where are you when I want you?
I'm just fixing lunch for the kids.
Hey, what are you, a nursemaid or something? Let Nora take care of her own kids.
She went to town.
What, again? Does she have to go to town every day? She's been living the life of Riley since we came. I pitch the hay, you take care of the kids. What is this?
After all, Jan, she's been awfully nice to us.
Well, let her get a couple of hired hands. We're pulling out anyway. As soon as I hear from Harry Porter.
Jack, you promised you'd stay until the heat's off. You promised me.
Well, I had enough farm, and I...
Car.
Nora?
No. She said she wouldn't be back till 6.
Take a look out the window. Who is it?
It's not Nora. It's a man.
Cop.
I'll talk to him, Jack. I'll send him away.
Where are the kids?
Upstairs.
Go up and keep them there. I'll handle this.
Be careful. Please be careful.
Go up and take care of the kids.
Let me talk to him.
I'll handle it.
Jack,
let go.
You're not going to use that gun.
I got it, yeah. I'll get up there. I'll meet him on the porch. You get up with the kids. Yeah, mister? What can I do for you?
I want to talk to Jack Rogers.
I'm Jack Rogers.
Oh. My name's Dyer. I'm a special agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
That's so.
I understand you...
You understand too much.
Roger.
Jack, you shot him.
Sure, I shot him. I told you I wasn't going back.
What are you going to do? They knew we came here. There must be more of them around.
What do you think I'm going to do? I'm getting out the back way.
All right, Jack, I'll get ready.
No, kid. This time I have to travel light. I'll get in touch with you.
But I want to go.
There's no time. They got nothing on you, kiddie. Don't tell them a thing. You don't know a thing.
I won't tell them anything.
Goodbye. I'll see you.
So, Don, that was the situation. The criminal, John Frederick Benson, shot and critically wounded an agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation who attempted to question him. Benson fled the scene and left the girl, Kitty, alone to face the other law enforcement officers. When Sheriff Laney and Special Agent Haynes arrived, they placed Kitty in custody and rushed Special Agent Dyer to a hospital. Later, at the sheriff's office, the girl was being questioned by the officers in their attempt to get a lead on the whereabouts of Benson.
I'm telling you, I don't know where he is. I don't.
You traveled all over the country with Benson. You were at the farm together 3 weeks. He must have mentioned where he counted on going when he left.
We were going to stay for a while. There wasn't any thought of leaving.
The FBI agent he shot might die.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, being sorry doesn't help much.
If you want to help, tell us where he went.
I don't know. Well,
he must have given some indication.
I don't know where he went. Please believe me, I don't.
All right, miss, that's all.
You mean I can go?
Yes, you can go.
Now?
Yes.
As much as we'd like to hold you, there's no charge we can place against you.
I see.
Have you got any place to go?
Back to the farm, I guess, for a while. Then I don't know.
All right. If we need you, we'll be in touch.
I'm sorry I couldn't help you more.
So are we. Well, Sheriff, she's on her way.
I hope you get something out of it, Haynes. Me, when I get somebody that belongs in jail, I like to keep them there.
Sheriff, Benson's a lot more important than she is. And if he knows she's out, maybe he'll arrange to see her.
Hi. Well, Jack, ain't it?
What do you care?
What are you drinking? I'll buy you another.
Oh, mine.
Your name's Max. Harry Porter said I might find you here.
Yeah? How is Harry?
Okay.
Is his ear still giving him trouble?
It's not his ear, it's his stomach.
That's right. Where's his stomach?
He said you was looking for somebody to go in business with.
Maybe I am, but not here in Omaha.
I'm free to travel.
Makes, huh?
That's it.
Gun boy?
Nothing else.
Okay, I'll think about it.
I gotta think about it too, Jack. You're a pretty hot customer. There's not many who shoot up G-men and are walking on the street to talk about
it. I never talk about it, especially in bars.
It's a nice, quiet place.
Let's go for a ride. There's not so many years in automobiles. Come on.
Special Agent Haynes.
Haynes, this is Marshall. We just got a teletype message from Minneapolis. A girl, Kitty, got there on the train this morning and bought a bus ticket to Saintish, North Dakota.
Saintish, huh? Well, Benson's got relatives there.
Yeah, I know. We're already watching him.
Okay, let's move in a little closer. Get plane reservations for Minneapolis. We'll work out of there.
Okay, Megs, you'll do.
Thanks, Coach. I never thought I'd make it.
Look, if there's one thing I don't like, it's wise guys. Take it easy on the cracks and take it easy on the talking.
What's he to you, Jack? If a guy's got no sense of humor, he's got nothing.
I got nothing to laugh about. It's strictly business, Megs, and remember that.
Okay. Well, when do we get started?
Ever worked the Dakotas?
Dakotas? What's up there?
Plenty. You know where to find it.
Why take such a trip?
I've got a way of operating, Megs. It includes having a girl along. Make things look good. The girl I want along is up there.
Ah, that's not a bad idea. I got a girl, too.
One's enough.
Yeah, one's enough. As long as she's yours.
If you don't want it my way, Megs, you can get out right here.
Okay, all right. You got a traveling companion. Don't get excited.
That's the house, Haynes. Kitty moved in the day before yesterday. We got a mail check on the place. No letters from Benson.
Well, what about the phone?
Well, that's going to give us some trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Benson.
Oh, stop and light a cigarette. I want a better look at the place.
It so happens that Benson's aunt is the night operator. I didn't want to plant anyone in the exchange. If she spots him, it might queer the works.
Okay. But keep agents posted around the exchange every minute the aunt is on duty.
Will do. The manager of the exchange has no connection with Benson.
Good. I don't think Benson will have nerve enough to come right to the house. He might figure it's covered. But I'm almost certain he'll try to get in touch with Kitty. And if he does, we want to know about it. Come on.
Hello?
Kitty?
Jack!
I want to make this short and sweet, baby. I'm close. I'm going to come by for you.
Jack, maybe you oughtn't to.
It'll work. Is my aunt home?
No. She went to see a friend before work.
Okay, I'll get in touch with her when I get in. She'll tell you where to meet me. Don't worry about me. I'll be all right. I want to get off this line. So long.
Goodbye.
Okay, Meg, let's get out of here.
Sit down, will you, Jack? Let me finish my drink.
All right, make it snappy.
Were you calling that dame?
Yeah.
She got a friend?
She don't live in this town.
Oh. Well, who cares if she's got a friend? Hey, when do we get this baby yours and where? I'm getting curious.
You don't have long to wait now. Have you heard of a little place called Saintish?
Should I have?
We're driving there right now.
Good, good.
That's where we take on our extra passenger. Now get finished up. We got 50 miles to drive.
Okay, okay.
Haynes?
Yes?
The manager of the local telephone exchange just got in touch with me.
Oh?
There was a call to Kitty. It came through from Bismarck.
From Benson?
He doesn't know. He just saw the ticket. He happened to go by the office and the ticket had just been filed.
Is Benson's aunt on duty at the board?
No, she's not scheduled to come on for another hour.
Okay. We'll get in touch with the police at Bismarck to be on the lookout for Benson there. And we'll keep a double watch here in town all night. Crossman and Gould on the house, you and I at the telephone exchange where we can cover any more calls.
So this is Saintish, huh?
Yeah, this is Saintish.
I can see why you left it at such an early age, Jack. What do people do around here for excitement?
They sleep. Watch where you're driving there. Stop sign.
I see it.
Okay, go on.
Stop sign they need there. Why, to see the cows coming?
That's the telephone exchange in the middle of the block.
And your aunt's got to stay on duty all night? Who makes calls around here at night?
Pull in over there.
Okay. Why don't we go to the dame's house?
I'm doing this. All right, turn out the lights.
Okay. Hey, what do you need a gun for here?
I didn't need it back in Kansas either, but I used it.
Come on. I'll wait here.
Come on, I said.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll go around the back.
What's the matter with the front? Nobody's there but your aunt.
We'll go around the back.
Well, there's trouble to see a dame.
Come on, shut up.
That's far enough, Ben.
But, cops.
Oh,
get him!
Doc, shoot at him.
pistol! Jack!
Okay,
I got up.
That's it. Okay, take it
easy. Where did the bullets catch Benson?
The heart, I guess. He's dead.
Okay. Wait here till the coroner comes. I'll take care of this one. Go on, you. Start walking.
Okay, I'm walking.
Just a minute. I'm coming. Oh.
Hello, Kitty.
He's not here. I swear he isn't.
I know he isn't. 2 a.m. and you're all dressed. You weren't expecting to go out.
I was up reading.
Oh, I thought you might be going out to meet Benson.
That's not so.
It is so, Kitty. And you know it.
What do you want? You can't come in here.
Can't I? I came to tell you, Kitty. Benson's dead.
Oh, no.
He tried to fight us. All right, you better come along with me.
He wasn't bad. Not really. He was good to me, honest he was. He was good to me.
I don't doubt it, Kitty. But being good to you wasn't enough. Not nearly enough. He wasn't very good to his victims, nor to the FBI agent he shot. Come on, let's go.
That, Don, was the end of one of the most intensive manhunts in recent years. John Frederick Benson died by the gun, the way he expected to thrive. And the same finish faces any man who thinks he's bigger than the law which governs all of us.
Thank you very much, United States Attorney Anderson, for this pointed case history. And gangbusters, congratulations to all the law enforcement officers who participated in the investigation leading to the conclusion of this case. Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by William Sweets, with Ken Lynch and Charlotte Lawrence in leading roles. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production,